This is a little thing I'm trying out. I'm still doing the podcast portion, which is audio only of the podcast, but I figured why not set up a camera as well. For those that prefer a visual medium, you can get the same message through video instead of just having to listen to the audio portion. Both will be posted to my Substack, one on top of the other, so whichever you prefer to watch or listen to, you can choose. Today's post is called The Daily War. It's been a crazy week. For those celebrating Easter, happy belated Easter. My family celebrated Passover, which is a Jewish tradition where one abstains from various foods to symbolize the journey of the Jewish people. As depicted in a 1956 film, The Ten Commandments, starring Charlton Heston, it isn't until the first day of Passover that I remember how important routine is. For most of the year, my diet consists mostly of the same foods. Unlike my fiancé, who likes experimenting, I'm more of a creature of habit. After reading Atomic Habits by James Clear, I learned about something called decision fatigue. The idea is, essentially, we have a finite number of decisions that we're able to make each day, before the quality of our decision-making begins to take a steady decline. I've noticed this in myself, and as a result, I've tried my best to plan the simple things ahead of time. Knowing what I'm eating for breakfast, what outfits I'm going to wear for the day, what my schedule is for the entire week, it allows me to wake up and just follow the plan without having to think or make decisions for the little things. I even go as far as to plan what project I will be writing for that day. When I wake up without a plan of what I'm going to be writing that day, it's stressful. I feel flustered and all over the place. So to wake up and already have a goal of if I'm trying to write a scene or if I'm trying to write so many words or so many pages or edit something with, and even when I'm editing, I have a specific goal of what I'm trying to edit. It makes it a lot easier so I can just jump right in without having to think about where I'm going to go with that. Before I even start writing, I generally have a general consensus of what I'm trying to do. When I wake up, I make my breakfast, I grab a coffee, I sit down to an open notebook with the previous day's work, usually for reference, often works as a launching point. Generally, I'll stop a sentence midway through the day before so I can pick up right where that sentence continues, and it sort of allows for a little bit of momentum, much easier than if I sat in front of a blank page and said, what do I write about today? While writing, I rarely know where the story will take me in the long form, but to have a launching point allows for an ease into the work. Every day I'm waging a war against morning anxiety. Setting a routine helps diminish the cataclysmic feeling of impending doom. Even when I wake up feeling like the world's coming to an end, I try to remind myself, just follow the plan. If you have any tricks or tips that help you get through the week without fatigue, decision fatigue specifically, I'd love to know what works for you. You can let me know in the comments or on Twitter or Instagram or wherever you're watching this. Thanks for watching.